Wanting. Woo! All right, I have a couple of shout-outs before I get started with the word. First, Pastor Megan, thank you. Thank you, Campus Ministry. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Larissa, Patrick, Sarah. That's my country that's coming out. Thank you, our Res Life team, and our other student leadership teams. Thank you, GPC members. Woo-woo! All right, apartment members and Gray Beatty. All right. And also our commuters, you know, and our Act 6 participants. Yes, sorry about that. I just honored to be here on today, grateful to be here on today, humbled to have this opportunity to bring you the word that God has given to me. Thank you, Shanoa, for recording, because my mom in Texas wanted to see this. Hey, mama, love you. All right. Well, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, oh God. I pray, God, that you prepare our hearts, our minds, our spirits, oh God, to receive what you have for us on this morning, oh God. I pray, God, that you block out any distractions, oh God. And I just thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do. God, I pray, God, that you decrease me and increase you, oh God. And I just thank you, God, for just being who you are. And I thank you, God, that all is well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay. So we're going to be coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 2 through 5 from the New Living Translation Bible. Romans chapter 12, verses 2 through 5. All right, may you stand for the reading of God's word. Verse 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluations of yourself, measuring yourself by the faith God has given us. Verse 4. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a specific function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Thank you. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers and hearers and doers of his words. You may be seated. All right. So in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul establishes the framework foundation for understanding the vast measures of the gospel in his third letter to the Christian Romans while on a missionary journey. This letter that Apostle Paul wrote encourages the Christians to establish a redemptive relationship with God, embrace the faith in Christ, change their mindset on theological principles, and dissolve division among them. Amen. Submitting to God's plan and instructions aids individuals to obtain a transformative and transparent relationship with God. It is vital for believers to engage in kingdom principles and foster unity, humility, peace, forgiveness, and love. Are you willing to set aside differences to promote solidarity within the body of Christ? Are you willing to set aside differences to promote solidarity within the body of Christ? Power in unity causes God to answer our requests and to be present in all situations. Power in unity causes God to answer our requests and to be present in all situations. Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 through 20 from the New Living Translation Bible says, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Amen. So this morning, I want to encourage you to be united with purpose. So my sermon title is to be united with purpose. Amen. So my first point in order to be united with purpose is to submit to the will of God and transform your mindset. In order to be united in purpose, you must submit to the will of God and transform your mindset. Romans chapter 12, verses 2 from the New Living Translation Bible says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Amen. So the definition of submit from the Google dictionary says, you know, sometimes it is a reliable source. Amen. Sometimes it's a little, I don't know. But this is reliable. Okay. So submit means to accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. God requires us to follow his commandments and instructions. Being obedient in God aids with submission and trusting his plan for our lives. We must be set apart from worldly practices to represent Christ-like principles in our actions and devotion to God. Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 through 20 from the Message Bible, the Apostle Paul says, "What actually took place is this. I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God, and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be a God man. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have good opinions. And I am no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not going to go back on that." Amen. So just like the experience the Apostle Paul had, he had a transformative experience that caused him to let go of his old ways and take on Christian principles and new principles to move forward in Christ. He hadn't obtained everything, but he kept pressing towards the mark of the high calling. So in our race to submit to God and transform our mindset, we must let go of the things that are holding us back and obtain the things that will move us forward in Christ. Amen? Amen. All right. Transforming your mindset aids with changing perspectives to give individuals the opportunity to correlate and honor Christian principles over worldly principles. All right, so repeat after me. I am working on my transformation process. So please be patient with me. All right, y'all sound good this morning. All right, all right. Okay, so in order to be unified with purpose, we must first submit to the will of God and transform your mindset. Our second point to be united with purpose is to remain humble and reevaluate your actions. To remain humble and reevaluate your actions. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 from the New Living Translation Bible says, "Because of this privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Do not think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourself by the faith God has given us." Humility is an important tool to use when building community and operating in Christian principles. Remaining humble and non-judgmental in every interaction causes peace and understanding to happen. Amen. So remain humble when you're building your relationships, whether it be through leadership or social relationships, and remain non-judgmental. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 3 from the New Living Translation Bible says, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged." Verse number 3, it says, "And why worry about the speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own?" Amen. Oh, that was deep one. Let me read that again. That verse 3 right there. Okay. Okay, Matthew. Okay, verse number 3 says, and why worry about the speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? So this is the reevaluation period. Sometimes you have to step in front of the mirror and realize that some things that you are doing that are not honoring God, you have to let those go and pick up things that will honor God. As you're representing the kingdom of God, remember someone is always watching you, so please represent the kingdom with purpose and kingdom principles. Amen? Amen. All right. Your title or relationship status does not give you the authority to place yourself higher than anyone else or look down on anyone. I'm going to say that one more time. Your title or relationship status does not give you the authority to place yourself higher than anyone or look down on anyone. Knowing that in the body of Christ, we are all unified and we are all on the same level, serving the same and true and living only God. So we cannot place our titles or our relationship status above anything and cause us to look down on anyone or to judge anyone. Example, being married or single does not place you in a ranking system. Being married or single does not place you in a ranking system. We are all on the same level in Christ and striving to promote unity through every action. Your identity is found in Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Repeat after me. My identity is found in Christ. One more time so it can stick. My identity is found in Christ. Amen. Self-reflection and listening to individuals' feedback aids with maintaining humility and building unity in the church. Self-reflection and listening to individuals' feedback aids with maintaining humility and building unity in the church. Always ask for feedback to get constructive criticism on how you can lead better, on how you can communicate better, on how you can live better. We are all in this together, and we should all hold each other accountable. Amen. All right, repeat after me. Self-evaluation is necessary and should be done often. One more time. Self-evaluation is necessary and should be done often. All right, y'all sound good this morning. Amen. Give yourself a hand clap. You are participating. Yes. All right, all right. So in order to be unified with purpose, we must submit to the will of God and transform your mindset. Point number 2 is remain humble and reevaluate your actions. And point number 3, in order to be unified with purpose, you must honor everyone's ability. You must honor everyone's ability. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 5. From the New Living Translation Bible, it says, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Example, trying to put together a puzzle with multiple pieces. They are all different. All might have a different cut, but once you put them together, they make one picture. That's like the body of Christ. There are many different gifts and abilities that God has given us. But once we come together as a collective body of Christ, everything flows. Amen? Amen. So unity in Christ is important. Tell your neighbor, you are important to me, and I am thankful for you. Tell him one more time, just in case you ain't told him in a week. You are important to me, and I am thankful for you. Amen. It is important for us to encourage and to validate others' feelings. So if no one has told you today, I am proud of you, and I love you. All right, that's good. You just did. Yeah. All right. So we all have different gifts and abilities that God has given us. It is important to respect each other's capabilities and work to advance the kingdom of God. So God has given us different gifts, as with intercession, with greeting, with finances, with running the church, with the digital aspects of running a church, or just the simple art of communication and being there for someone and helping someone. So God gives everyone different gifts. It is important to operate in the gift that God has given you and not to feel like that you are inadequate because your gift doesn't match up to someone else's gift. You are uniquely made. Amen? Amen, amen. You are the head and not the tail. Amen. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8 from the New Living Translation Bible says, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If the gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership abilities, take the responsibilities serious. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Amen. Amen, amen. So in order to be unified with purpose, we must first submit to the will of God and transform your mindset. Point number two, remain humble and reevaluate your actions. And point number three, honor everyone's ability. Amen. Amen. God, we thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for bringing us to another portion of our week. Oh God, I pray, God, that you will refresh us, oh God. I pray, God, that you will help us be unified in your kingdom, oh God. I pray, God, that unity will go forth anything else, oh God. I pray, God, that you will help us trust you, oh God. I pray, God, you will help us put our hope in you, oh God. And God, I thank you, God, that everything is well, oh God. God, I thank you, God, for interceding for us. I thank you, God, for being everything that we need, oh God. I thank you, God, for being our healer, our deliverer, our God, our King, a listening ear, wrapping your arms around us and letting us know that our life does have purpose, oh God. And I just thank you, God, for being who you are, God. I pray, God, that everyone will have an encounter with you, oh God, in whatever way, God, you speak to them, oh God. I just thank you, God, that your presence, oh God, your grace, oh God, and your mercy is here, oh God. And I pray, God, that it never leaves this campus, oh God, and it never leaves us, oh God. And I just thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives, oh God. Just thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, oh God. And I thank you, God, that no weapon, oh God, forms against us shall prosper, oh God. And God, I thank you, God, that we shall have an abundant life in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Thank you.